Back home, and the funeral industry admits there is room for improving the regulation of some of its services after a Queensland family claimed a funeral director switched a top-of-the-range casket for a cheaper box for a service. But the industry says overall it does abide by a range of different legislation. Catherine Gregory reports.
A death in the family is bad enough, but a scam over funeral costs can make it far worse. That's what one Rockhampton family says happened to them. Queensland police are investigating their claims that a funeral director switched a top-of-the-range casket for a cheaper pine one.
It's only been alleged at this stage, but if the investigations do prove that an offence has been committed, yes, or it is a shocking thing.
That's Detective Sergeant Craig Strohfeldt. The funeral director denies the swap and has declined to comment. But one of the family members says he was told by the undertaker that coffin swaps are common. The allegation has raised concerns about standards in the funeral industry, with Sunday Funerals and Crematorium Director Jeff Doyle.
This is the sort of thing that's probably a common practice around Australia. But unfortunately, because most crematoriums, you're not allowed to go down and actually physically see the coffin go into the cremator, it's easy for them to do it.
But the Australian Funeral Directors Association says standards are high, and most funeral directors would be disgusted if the allegations are proved to be true. Wes Heritage is the president of the Queensland branch.
I'd say that the vast majority that conduct their affairs ethically and honestly would be really disappointed that somebody's gone ahead and done this, if in fact it has happened.
Sandra Vanderlaan is a professor of accounting at the University of Sydney. She recently did an investigation into regulation of the funeral industry, which she found is different in each jurisdiction in Australia.
Regulation is really piecemeal across Australia, and it also, the industry itself is not directly regulated, so the regulations cover different aspects of the funeral process. Funeral directors themselves are not heavily regulated in any state. So, for example, in Queensland, they just follow a voluntary code of conduct.
Wes Heritage says the industry is regulated strongly in regards to cremation and health acts, but he says there are areas which could be improved.
In regards to the services you offer and the way you conduct yourself outside those regulations, there's probably some room to keep a little bit more control over funeral directors, but that's why funeral associations have their codes of ethics. If families don't use company that's a member of those associations, these events unfortunately can occur.
Professor Sandra Vanderlaan suggests a national regulatory framework despite the risk it might raise prices. Her investigation also looked at the industry's marketing and pricing structures and found consumers often feel rorted by the upselling and bundling of unessential items.
What we discovered is because funeral directors charge their fees as a part of a bundle, it was very difficult to isolate. But what we did find was that there was quite often significant markups on coffins.
Wes Heritage from the Directors Association again.
My response to that is to encourage families and to encourage funeral directors to make sure they communicate properly to every single client, to make sure that funeral prices are explained clearly and honestly. So there's expectations on funeral directors that follow the codes of practices of the association.
Wes Heritage from the Australian Funeral Directors Association. Catherine Gregory, our reporter.